Well, so here's the point. When Klaus Schwab says we're going to have the fourth industrial revolution, we won't need so many people, we'll just use robots, right? That's really what this is about. They'll get rid of many of us, and they're going to use robots. But the problem is, you get rid of a lot of people, and somebody's got to maintain these robots.
Right.
It's very costly, you know, two points. The human brain, especially brains, the human brains linked together, is still better than any man-made computer. And then what's easier is it takes a lot of manpower and money and you know, big buildings to build robots, metal synthetic robots, and you have to put computers into them, and you have to make them, you know, you have to engineer them. You need 100,000 electrical engineers, you know, they're expensive. I'm just making that joke for present company, but anyway. It's very expensive to do that and very hard. What's easier? You just put a controller right in here into a human. And then all that maintenance of the robots goes away. All you have to do is maintain this.
Da ist, sie verfolgt einen Gedanken, das passieren könnte. Und zwar, Klaus Schwab hatte ja gesagt, dass wir zu viele Menschen auf der Erde sind und deshalb sehr viele Roboter eigentlich nur arbeiten würden. Aber Roboter herzustellen ist sehr teuer. Und was für eine geniale Idee würde es sein, wenn man zum Beispiel die Menschen anders kontrolliert steuern könnte. Der andere Vorteil wäre wahrscheinlich auch dabei, dass Menschen immer noch besser sind als Maschinen, weil unser Gehirn noch immer besser ist als sämtliche Computer. Aber wenn dieses Gehirn jetzt beeinflusst wird mit einem Nanobot, dann ist es natürlich etwas anderes.
Ja. Yeah. And even before you get to that, as these two groups got together, the technocrats and the mob guys that would help get people into the testing, it became obvious that let's say you wanted to rob a bank. You don't have to have guns, and you don't have to capture people and pressure somebody to give you the code. All you have to do is take the president of the bank out for a beer and dose him with these nanobots and have him just open up the vault for you. That's how the mob gets involved. That's how the economics of this works, just like the drug wars, just like the drug system.
Interesting.
Die ökonomische Seite hat aus dem Grund auch diesen Mob benutzt, um einfach auch mal auszuprobieren. Zum Beispiel, die brauchen dann keinen Banküberfall mehr zu machen. Die brauchen einfach nur den Direktor einer Bank einladen zu einem Bier, wo so ein Nanobot mit drin ist. Und nachher öffnet dieser Direktor der Bank die Tresore und die Safes und gibt freiwillig das Geld.
Hey Lee, but they make their money of their own. They have no problem with money.
Well, that's true. That's true. So that's the big guys have no trouble with money. But see, the mobsters down below them, they might use this. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Silly me.
Die Großen brauchen natürlich das Geld nicht, aber die kleinen Gangster würden das natürlich gerne sehen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is why we have a window of opportunity right now to take our world back. And I honestly think we are. I think, I don't know, Ted, where you are now, but I got to tell you, I have a friend from Oregon call me and say that he thought that in the last 2 weeks, the weather had cleared up. It was the first time in a very long time it was normal Oregon weather. And when he said that, I said, you know what? In the Midwest, this is the first normal weather we've had in a long time. And I think that's because some of this weather warfare is being shut down. Personally, I'm hopeful.
Frau Dr. Merritt sagt etwas sehr Interessantes. Sie hat einen Freund oder Freundin, die in Oregon wohnt und die das Wetter in Oregon sehr gut kennt. Und sie sagt zwar, diese Freundin, die sagte, dass seit 2 Wochen das Wetter wirklich ist, wie es in Oregon sein sollte. Und Frau Dr. Merritt hat dasselbe über ihren Ort, wo sie wohnt, im mittleren Westen, dasselbe gesehen. Und das lässt sie, das bringt ihr sie zu der Hoffnung, dass diese Wetterkriege jetzt aufhören, die Wetterbeeinflussung. Und ja, und ich gebe zurück.
I think it is getting better. And I agree. Some of these things have been shut down. I've actually been with some powerful spiritual people who've been able to point their fingers at a what looked like a U.S. Air Force plane, but wasn't. It was a reptilian aircraft shapeshifted to look like an Air Force plane, but it wasn't. So we blame our government. And they were spraying all kinds of chemtrails. I saw them eliminate the chemtrails and in a couple of instances eliminate the craft as well. It just disappeared, gone. So there's ways to get rid of them. I've seen it happen personally.
Ted erzählt gerade etwas sehr Schönes, dass er zwei ganz hochentwickelte spirituelle Menschen getroffen hatte. Und da waren Flugzeuge im Himmel, die Chemtrails versprüht haben. Das waren keine Menschen, das waren Reptilien gewesen. Und diese hochentwickelten spirituellen Wesen haben einfach nur mit dem Finger darauf gezeigt. Und die Chemtrails sind verschwunden, haben sich aufgelöst. Und diese Flugzeuge ebenfalls.
Something very interesting, just quick, I'll just share with you. At the back of my messages from the Master's book, I did a study of chemtrails, which were being sprayed at the time where I lived in Moses Lake, Washington.
Yeah.
And it turned out that there were four main components, and I had laboratory tests done by several laboratories, well-known in the United States. So I'd have the evidence, and I've got that published in the back of the book. And the four main ingredients were barium, strontium, aluminum, and sulfur.
Yeah,
there was some other stuff, but those were the main ones. And then later, as I got, it's been a growing thing for me to talk to the other side. And as I got in contact with the Galactics, they told me that the home planet of Draco, where the reptilians come from, in their atmosphere, they have the same elements, barium, strontium, aluminum, and sulfur. So basically, they're terraforming the planet.
I've thought that for a long time. And I will tell you,
I would like to translate. So Ted Ma, can you please show your book again so I can...
I'm sure. It's called Messages from the Masters. It was published a month ago in German, auf Deutsch, by M.R.
Do you know the title in German?
Oh, the title is...
Botschaften der Meister oder so?
Yeah. You go to AMRA website, publisher. Yeah. They're in southern Germany, and the book is there. It says, we shall, something like, we I can't remember the German, but it's we shall all live in peace. We all is one.
Wir werden alle in Frieden.
All one. We are all one.
Wir sind alle eins. Und das Buch ist jetzt auch in Deutsch.
Yeah.
Und auf der Rückseite, er hat etwas erzählt, dass er hat auch irgendwas über Chemtrails geschrieben. Und right. Da sind vier Bestandteile der Chemtrails. What was it? Was Sulfur?
Warte, ich sag's dir, ich hab's mitgeschrieben. Barium, Strontium, Sulfur und Aluminium. Und das Buch ist im Amra Verlag erschienen bei uns in Deutsch.
Okay.
Also
I'm happy to send anyone the link if they just send me an email. If it's auf Deutsch. It's been selling well, so.
Und in seinem Buch, jetzt weiß ich nicht mehr, ob es im Buch steht. Jedenfalls hat er erzählt, dass die geistige Welt ihn darüber aufgeklärt hat, dass diese Chemikalien, die gesprüht werden, eigentlich sehr gut für Reptilien sind, für die Reptilien auf deren eigenen Heimplaneten und was zu der Idee führen kann, dass die eigentlich unseren Planet verändern wollen, so dass sie hier leben können und wir nicht.
Yeah, ich habe gerade nachgeschaut, die ganze Welt wird eins, heißt es.
Ah, die ganze Welt wird eins, gut.
You know, I don't know about the CO2, but you know, the other problem I thought was kind of crazy is you cannot lower the CO2 anymore or we can't grow plants.
Recording stopped.
Jetzt ist die Aufnahme gestoppt und der Teddy ist uns rausgefallen. Lee, erzähl weiter.
Okay, so that's it. He just left.
Yeah, he.
Poof.
I hope he find back, but we can continue.
I think his internet might have been a little bit wobbly because I was speaking and translating, I saw that he was frozen.
Oh, that maybe he may be just coming back.
Mm.
You know, while he's gone, I will just tell you this. I know you know this, but Gerhard knows this. But the song that he always plays at the beginning, it's just kind of one of those very weird coincidences, which is so unusual. Because, I mean, I'm this girl from the Midwest in the U.S., you know, why would I happen to know this? But the Japanese song that he plays is actually by Matsuyama Chiharu. Mm-hmm. And I lived in Japan for a while, and he was my favorite musician. I had all of his albums way back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And so when he started playing that song, I said, what is happening here? I mean, what is the chance? Because who knows that particular piece of music? That's from 1981, and I just happen to be living in Japan. Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? It's a beautiful show. I like also the dynamic. Gerhard, are we still live?
Yes, here on radio, Soul, we are still live. The show continues
maybe,
here.
Maybe we have to. Maybe I have to say something because we are talking in English. Our poor German-speaking guest. Wir haben irgendwie Ted Marr verloren.
Ja, ist nicht mehr im Zoom-Call dabei. Ich hoffe, er kommt wieder dazu. Aber interessant, dass es noch immer geht, gell? Das ist noch.
Ja.
Weil normalerweise, wenn der Host ausfällt, fällt ja auch normalerweise das Zoom-Meeting aus.
Aber wir sind noch
alle da.
Und Frau Dr. Merritt hat erzählt, dass sie diesen Song, das hat sie so berührt, weil das ist ein japanischer Künstler und ich weiß den Namen nicht. Und sie liebt diesen Song so. Ich finde den auch so schön, den Eingangssong.
Ja.
Und sie hat mal in Japan gelebt und hat sehr viele, ich weiß nicht, Platten oder MP3s oder was immer auch war, von diesem Künstler gehabt.
Hm. Ja, und Ted Marr hat diesen Song, er heißt ja Water Song, über Dr. Emoto, über das Zentrum von Dr. Emoto bekommen und auch Erlaubnis bekommen, es zu spielen. Ja.
Oh, das ist von Dr. Emoto, dieser Song.
Ja, über das Labor ist es irgendwie, da hängt etwas zusammen, ja.
Did you know that this song has a relation to Dr. Emoto?
Oh, I didn't know it had a relation to him, but I know it was about water. I mean, yeah.
And Ted got the okay to use that song from, I think Dr. Emoto has a foundation or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it was a song that we knew from way back. I mean, that was, that's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Is Dr. Emoto still alive?
No.
No.
No, he died. Okay, yeah. I thought that was true.
Quite a long time, I think.
You know, and that's also at the, you know, it turns out that is at the heart of this whole, also at the heart of this whole thing. You know, if we are holographic beings and our DNA is our antenna, you know, I think of the DNA as our antenna to God. And what they're doing is changing it so we can no longer get the right signals. That's what I think. And I think that's the real evil.
Denkt ist, dass versucht wird, unsere DNA zu verändern, damit wir nicht mehr, you're talking about the divine signals, right?
Sure, signal. I mean, the thing, when God made man, he also made the animals. What makes us different? Our DNA.
Yeah.
And if we're holographic, that's coming from God somehow.
Und sie meint, dass es versucht wird, unsere DNA noch weiter zu verändern, dass wir nicht mehr den Zugang haben, den wir jetzt haben, zu dem Göttlichen, zu unserem, zu dem Prime-Erschaffer, so wie ich das gerne sage.
Did you know that we can lengthen our DNA in meditation? It's getting longer.
Yeah, there are several things. It's the telomere length, and there's supplements you can take. There's meditation. I mean, lots of things shorten it. I think a few things lengthen it.
Mm.
But the other side of this is that that's one of the things about the urotherapy, to bring this back around to where we started. One of the things about the urotherapy is it's like a quantum substance. It remembers the signal of your DNA in your urine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very interesting. Das Interessante, wir gehen noch mal zurück zur Urintherapie. Es ist eigentlich wie Quantum, weil es hat die Erinnerung von deinen eigenen Signalen und wird es dann in der entsprechenden Art und Weise auch wieder zurückgeben.
It's like Luc Montagnier and Jacques Benaviste, that they were deep programmed from their, they weren't funded after they said these things, but they pointed out that if you put DNA in water and then you dilute it to where there's no DNA left, then you still have this signal and you can recreate the DNA. And that's what got them in trouble with organized science.
Is that Ted?
I wonder if that's Ted. Maybe.
Yes, that's me.
What happened?
Are you?
Yes.
Are you on a spaceship now?
Well, I've lost internet connection here. Can you hear me? By the way.
Yeah, yes. You're fine.
And we are wondering.
Yeah.
Wir haben seine Internetverbindung verloren und jetzt sieht man nur noch einen Hörer, aber es ist Ted.
But the Zoom meeting was not interrupted until now.
Oh, okay, good, good. We continued. Listen, I need to. Okay, good. Well, I will try to record it then. let's see. I'm having a problem from my end. The internet has failed. And
a little bit of those three-letter agencies, Ted.
Well, I think what we've got some nasty reptiles, and we were talking about Draco and their home planet, and how they're all, you know, terraforming planet Earth to make it look like a like this strange planet that nobody lives, but. If you have the ability, go ahead and start recording it. I've got about three. I've got almost the whole show, have this last part.
I tried it, but you are the host, and you had to permit me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not possible,
well,
that's why. But the audio recording is running.
Are we still live?
Oh,
in
the
Facebook?
Audio.
Are we still live on Facebook?
I think we were live on Facebook, but no, we're not live on Facebook any longer.
But it shows live on my end.
Yeah, it on my end also it shows live at Facebook.
You've been cut off, Ted. We're still there.
All right. Okay,
the Dracos
good. Well,
don't like you, but we're okay.
Greetings from Draco.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to try to reconnect here again. I'm just going to reboot.
But we are almost at the end of the show. Only 10 minutes left.
Right. I know, my friends. Well, this has been so much fun. I wanted to ask you, my friend Gerhard, for our next shows, could we do a July 4th and July 18th?
Is this in 2 weeks? Yeah.
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Yeah, on the Turmish. Yeah, that would be good if we could. Yeah.
4th and 18th, yeah.
Okay. Great. 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 Well, as long as if you're recording the audio, if you wouldn't mind just sending me the audio when we're done. And we'll keep going here, even though I'm cut off. I can't. But I want to thank you so much, Dr. Merritt, for coming on today. But
oh,
it's
my
an
pleasure,
interesting,
Ted.
You know, it's like I think we, you know, I think we're what did they say in past wars when you're over target, you get a lot of flack.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting a lot of flack today. But it's okay. But we've got. We're getting some flack now with the broadcast today, but that's okay. You know,
you want to hear something interesting? Oh, there it went away.
Sure.
Oh, I'm still there.
Oh, okay. Did you see that interesting picture a minute ago? When Gerhard left and you and I were on there, it was one of these infinite series of pictures. It was the what do they call it? The fractal. So it was the Fibonacci sequence of photographs where they get proportionally smaller down to infinity. I mean, did you see that? I've never seen that happen before.
Oh.
It's the photo within a photo within a photo within a photo. Like it's Archimedes' spiral, the Fibonacci sequence.
Wir haben bisher auch Übertragungsprobleme.
Hat Fibonacci Bilder gesehen, ein Foto im Foto im Foto im Foto im Foto, aber wir haben das nicht gesehen.
You didn't see that. I saw that. That was very weird.
And the technique is very strange because I had to get I had to get Ted in. I got a notification to let him in, but I'm not the host.
Okay.
Oh, honestly.
So okay, you might record it now.
Okay, I am try now to record back. It says I'm back on the internet, but we are live on Facebook.
We might have just been hacked by something.
Also, ich möchte zu unseren deutschen Zuhörern sagen, es ist eine besondere Sendung heute, weil so viele Dinge passieren zwischendurch. Aber ihr könnt sehen, dass wir in guter Stimmung sind. Und es tut mir leid, dass es nicht so wie sonst ist.
Dude, Ted, you have to cut off one of your connection, because there are echoes.
Okay, I think it's time to get out my copper. copper, whatever.
Take your aluminium head.
Energy weapons. This is getting a little worrisome.
Ted, please close one of your connections because you have echoes.
Recording in progress.
Well, what I've done is
the phone. Cut the phone.
Turn off your phone, Ted.
Cut the phone. Sorry about that.
This is really crazy.
Okay, I just did it. Now we're
yeah, it's now it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, also the last minute noch. What is important? We have 10 minutes left.
Okay, well that's good. That's good. Oh, and Gerhard, you said you'd be on the air for another 6 hours, so we could make up time.
Losing. I go to sleep now. It's almost midnight here.
I don't know how you're doing.
Wie viel Uhr ist es bei dir, Gerhard?
Ja, 11 Uhr. 11 Uhr.
Bitte?
11 Uhr. 11 p.m.
Bei mir ist es noch hell, es ist noch 10.
Okay, wo bist du?
You know, Dr. Merritt and Isma and Gerhard, we're all reaching so many people today. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of benevolent ETs listening to us today. And because they're very, very, this is the most exciting show in the universe, what's happening here on planet Earth now. Okay. And they all say that they're doing everything they can to support us, but a lot of it, we're boots on the ground, and we have to wake ourselves up and others as well, and we're doing it, we really are. So it's not, I mean, it's easy to get depressed, you know, but I think I should be quiet, let Isma translate, but
I was thinking that. Thank you.
There's good things coming.
Raise my hand.
And I want to say Isma is a gifted healer and a psychic in her own right, and I feel so happy to have her help today. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you, Ted. I'm really so happy to be here, and actually I enjoy really the show together with Gerhard, and especially also with you, Dr. Merritt. It's really a pleasure. Was jetzt Ted gesagt hat, da sind ungefähr 100.000 uns gut gesonnene ETs, die uns zuhören, weil die können ja auch nicht immer direkt hier etwas machen, weil es ja unser Planet ist, aber sie drücken uns die Daumen, sie beobachten uns und sie versuchen uns mit anderen Wegen zu helfen, weil dies, was jetzt auf der Erde passiert, und I'm getting goosebumps, ist sowas ganz Spezielles, dass die Augen alle auf diesem Planeten Erde ist. Und ich finde, dass unsere Erde es verdient hat, zu strahlen wie ein Juwel im Kosmos mit glücklichen Menschen, Tieren und Pflanzen.
Well, one thing I want to tell you briefly too is that the light is always stronger than the dark. And when we were having connection problems a minute ago, I asked for galactic help, Pleiadian help, and help from Zora from the Hollow Earth. And they all stepped in. Especially Zora, the Pleiadians and the Galactics. And that's how we got our stuff restored now. So.
Und Ted sagt, als wir vorhin dieses Problem hatten, als Ted auf einmal verschwunden war, da hat er die galaktischen Freunde gebeten, ihm zu helfen und die Wesen aus der inneren Erde. Und die haben uns geholfen, denn wir sind jetzt ja wieder zusammen. Und sind merkwürdige Dinge zwischendurch passiert, aber sie haben uns geholfen. Und wir sind hier wieder zusammen.
Übrigens, wir können was tun, nämlich wir können die galaktischen Helfer ermächtigen, dass sie uns immer so viel beschützen, dass sie immer zuvorkommen den Störungen. Das würde ich jetzt so sagen. Vielleicht willst du es auch auf Englisch sagen. Also wir sind ja diese Wesen hier auf dieser Welt, die auf dieser Welt leben und auch bestimmen, mitbestimmen, was hier passiert. Und wenn wir sie einladen, die galaktischen Wesen, das zu tun, dann haben sie auch eine Möglichkeit, es umzusetzen. Wenn sie nicht eingeladen werden, dann werden sie sich zurückhalten.
Ne? Now I'm translating back to Dr. Merritt and Ted. Gerhard was saying that the galactic beings are ready to help us, but we have to ask them, because they just can't step in. And even they could help us, let's say, if as an example, if we do another show, if we ask them to protect the coming show on that date, they would be able to protect us. But it's not just going to happen just like this, because they see it. We have to interact. We have to ask for help, for support and protection.
That's my lesson, because next time I will, you know, I will. But they helped. They stepped in. So we're connected on Facebook again, and it's being recorded just fine. So it's like what we had before. So everything is so.
Could we ask them to hurry up and get rid of these bad guys, because we're really tired
right.
of this whole show?
That protects also the whole radio station, all our channels, and our friends and people and team.
Okay, I can do that.
Maybe, yeah. Let's do it.
Dr. Right Merritt, now. Maybe it's like you have given birth to. I saw in your bio that you... are a mother too. Remember when you gave birth, the most horrible moment, and then afterwards the joy came. Maybe we are at that stage.
Yeah. I think so. I feel like that's true. I feel like something is getting better.
Yeah.
You know, just before the dawn.
I think so too. Ich hatte gerade eben mit Frau Dr. Merritt gesprochen, weil auch gesagt wurde, dass die Zeit so anstrengend, so schrecklich ist, kann es nicht mal endlich aufhören. Und da habe ich mit ihr gesprochen, weil sie ist auch Mutter, so wie ich, dass wenn man ein Kind gebärt, und das werden nur Mütter verstehen aus diesem biologischen Grunde, da gibt es einen Punkt, wo man denkt, man kann absolut nicht mehr. Es ist zu schmerzvoll, es ist zu anstrengend. Und dann kommt das Baby und dann ist das Neue da. Und Dr. Merritt und ich haben beide das Gefühl, dass wir jetzt auf diesem Planeten in diesem Prozess sind. Wir sind kurz davor, dass das Gute endlich anfängt.
You know, Beatles were right. Things you have to admit it's getting better all the time. From a phrase from one of their old songs, and one of the people I interviewed over the weekend was Michael Jaco, and he was hired by our intelligence services to go after terrorists. And so what he would do, he would send love and light to the terrorists, and eventually they would fall apart and stop doing what they're doing. And so. It's amazing, really, but love is really the most important powerful force in the universe. So if you want to get rid of it, we can certainly ask for galactic help, but we can also send love and light to them, because they don't know what to do with love and light.
Wow, that's a good point.
I have to just...
let's send love and light to the negatives who try to stop the show today. And
I like this cheekiness. So what Ted gesagt hat ist, you did interview Jaco, what?
Michael Jaco, he said he sent love and light to these terrorists.
Yeah. I had Michael Jaco.
Actually, they stopped doing it.
Und sollte Terroristen fangen. Und was gemacht hat, ist, hat ihnen Liebe und Licht geschickt, ganz viel. Und damit haben sich diese Zellorganisationen sind auseinandergefallen, weil sie damit einfach nicht umgehen konnten. Und wenn wir daran denken, Tedma meinte das, dass wir können natürlich die Galactics bitten, uns zu helfen, aber es dreht sich alles um Liebe. Wir schicken Liebe, egal was wir machen. Und das wird uns zu dem Ergebnis führen, wo wir hinwollen.
Mhm. Because if you fight fire with fire, if you get negative and nasty with them, like they've done to us, all it does is make things worse. And if you send them lots of love and light, they don't know what to do. They stop.
Ted meint, wenn man Feuer mit Feuer bekämpft, wird es nur noch mehr Feuer. Und das Gleiche gilt natürlich auch für Gewalt. Das wird dadurch nicht aufhören. Das heißt mit anderen Worten, wenn man eine andere Strategie benutzt, die Strategie der Liebe, dann soll es doch weitaus besser passieren.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Anyway, and I think things will get better this year. And by sharing all your information today, Dr. Merritt, a lot of people, I got millions, have woken up. So it's you did a great service today by sharing all this wonderful information.
Well, it's good to have some positive feelings. Sometimes you do feel like you're just wading through the mud, but I'm glad we're making progress.
Right. Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah.
Tetmar hatte sich eben bei Frau Dr. Merritt bedankt über diese sehr guten Informationen, die sie uns gegeben hat und die auch positive Ergebnisse bringen können. Und Frau Dr. Merritt sagte, dass sie sich gut fühlt, auch wenn sie manchmal das Gefühl hat, als wenn sie immer durch den Schlamm geht. Aber das ist doch auch mal dies, was ganz was Positives ist.
Hm. So. Okay, so it's 11 p.m. now. It was a wonderful show. We had a really good dynamic.
It was great. And we're all back online. And we'll come back on July 4th and the 18th.
July 4th? Hey.
July 4th, that's Independence Day. So we'll have a great show then.
Okay.
And Dr. Merritt, could you give us your website, please, so people could know more about your work?
Yeah, thanks. It's three words, themedicalrebel.com. TheMedicalRebel.com.
Die Webseite von Dr. Merritt ist TheMedicalRebel.com.
Mm-hmm. Right. Und das Buch von Ted im deutschen Amra Verlag heißt Die ganze Welt wird eins sein. In Europa.
Ja,
eine gute Idee, euch das zu holen, weil Ted hat bestimmt tolle Sachen da drin.
Yeah.
It's all full of good messages. It's all updated messages from Professor Einstein, Nostradamus, President Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy. And I think you'll really enjoy it. I wrote it for my audience in German, Austria, and Switzerland. So.
Also in dem Buch wird man Nachrichten, neuere Nachrichten finden von Einstein, von Präsident Kennedy, von Nostradamus. Und das Buch ist geschrieben worden für seine Zuhörer, für seine weltweiten deutschen Zuhörer. Hm.
We have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And everything that the spirits have told me in this book that I published a couple of years ago, messages from the masters at our beautiful, beautiful, bright future, everything has come true so far. So they tell me that, and I know they're right. So we just have to remember that and be positive.
Ted sagt, dass hat eben das englische Buch gezeigt und er weiß, dass die ganzen Sachen, die er da in dem Buch geschrieben hat, sind schon eingetroffen und er weiß, dass wir in eine gute Zukunft gehen und dass es alles gut werden wird auf diesem Planeten.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good things to continue for the world and I know we're headed there. So Dr. Merritt, thank you so much, Lee, for coming on today. It's always fun to talk to you. And Ismail, thank you so much for translating. Gerhard, thank you so much for your fantastic work.
So let's finish this show. Yeah, oder willst du übersetzen? Yeah.
All right. Yeah, with the water song. That'd be great.
The water song is coming, yes. Yeah. So, and Ted, afterwards, I would like to talk to you.
Natürlich. Yeah, okay. Natürlich.
Ich auch.
Actually, me too. I just wanted to show you guys something to see what you thought this meant.
Okay.
I'll just kind of off camera. Yeah.
Okay. So, here's the water song. Lean back and listen to it and enjoy.
All right, thank you.
どこから来て、どこへ行くの、何のために生きてゆくの。 one solution for entertainment.